531.
PMN News at 12. I'm Courtney Cena Meredith. National Party leader Christopher Luxon says teachers don't often feel confident teaching math and don't schedule enough time to teach it. Luxon has unveiled plans to introduce an exit exam for teaching graduates to show they have the expertise in reading, writing, maths and science. The policy would also require existing teachers to go through professional development in teaching the basics.
Two-thirds of our 15-year-olds, failed the most basic maths, reading and writing test last year. You've got 50% of our kids arriving at high school not at the curriculum level. And frankly, that's a big issue, because if you're 13 years old and you read like a 10-year-old, you're not feeling great about yourself and you don't feel that great about going on to high school.
Only a third of students up to intermediate are currently passing their reading tests. A Pacific advocate for transgender rights says they too have the right to a free and safe society without hate and bigotry speech. This comes after feminist activist Posey Parker left a rally without speaking at the weekend after being overwhelmed by counter-protesters at the rally. Moana Vaa chief executive Vui Sulitui Tsaupe says the rainbow community in Christchurch is vulnerable.
Living in a city that I was born and raised in, we not only have to navigate both our gender identity, sexuality, but also our ethnicity. We are brown and it makes us doubly vulnerable. It's about being safe, like a sense of belonging in these particular individuals, and the ideology does not promote that.
The Mayor of Auckland says responsibility for funding cultural events should be shared. This comes as the council is reviewing their spending, trying to square up an almost $300 million gap in the next budget. Wayne Brown says arts and culture cannot be the sole responsibility of Auckland Council. He points the finger at Creative New Zealand, accusing them of only putting a quarter of their funding into Auckland projects when it is home to a third of the country's population. Public consultation on the annual budget closes tomorrow. An exhibition celebrating the work of Niuean heritage artists over the last 30 years launches in Mangere this weekend. The Whalipipi He Mafula Niuean Handicraft Group have been meeting every Thursday in Auckland for the last three decades. Spokesperson Molly Pihingia says it was the best way for the ladies to meet, have fellowship and keep their heritage arts alive.
The exhibition is from 1993 to this year, displaying all the artworks from the group. Some have gone and some still lift up the work. And when we close, we will launch the book. And the book is about the journey called Heritage Journey in Aotearoa.
The Niuean exhibition launches at the Mangere Arts Centre this Saturday. And now to sports. The Highlanders put the pressure on the Fijian Rua in round 5 of the Super Rugby, beating them 57-24. The Rua scored first through halfback Frank Lomani in the 14th minute.
So it comes to Lomani. Away to Vata, clean break. Garden Bashett goes nice and low, but it's beautifully snapped up and the try is scored.
The Indrua's next game will be on Saturday against the Rebels in Suva. And that's your PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.